unless you just want some more. I think you better call
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. College athletes, a step closer to getting paid.
The NCAA and the nation's five biggest athletic conferences will pay nearly $3 billion to settle antitrust claims. It's a decision that could result in a groundbreaking revenue-sharing model between schools and athletes.
It would be an amazing step towards ending the NCAA's exploitation of college athletes.
Ramogi Huma with the National College Players Association.
It would create a pathway out of poverty and into home ownership, owning a business, generational wealth.
A federal judge will have the final say. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Louisiana lawmakers clamping down even harder on abortion access, reclassifying two chemical compounds as dangerous controlled substances, making them harder to get. Medication abortions make up the majority of pregnancy terminations in the U.S. these days. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill allowing Arizona physicians to perform abortions on their Arizona patients in California. This is ABC News.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Utility crews across southern Wisconsin are continuing their efforts to restore power to thousands of customers who remain without it in the wake of Tuesday's severe weather and tornadoes. The National Weather Service's Storm Projection Center now showing the tornado threat is increasing for Friday across southern Wisconsin. Despite a slight decrease in the projected surplus, Wisconsin's fiscal footing appears sound. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau projecting the state will end the 2023-25 biennium with a more than $3.1 billion surplus. A former high school coach from Janesville charged nearly a year ago with hiding a video camera in a girl's locker room has been sentenced to 19 years in prison. A year for each of 39-year-old Brian Kitzman's victims. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Could get some heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch possible by the time it all winds down late today. High of 75, tonight 46, tomorrow sunny 73. Could see a few scattered showers, thunderstorms Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid-60s. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Living in her
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now this summer, if you're looking for something really fun and unique to do with the entire family, make some plans to attend a Baraboo Sunday Market starting on May 26th and running through October 27th, the last Sunday of every month from 10 until 2 on Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. We're talking antiques, vintage, handmade, and homegrown items, really cool stuff that you're not going to find anywhere else. It takes place rain or shine. Now again, that is going to start on May 26th, so make your plans to be at the Baraboo Sunday Market. If you want more information, downtownbaraboo.com.
Bye.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Could get some heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch possible by the time it all winds down late today. High of 75, tonight 46, tomorrow sunny 73. Could see a few scattered showers, thunderstorms Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid-60s. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Time to keep me moving, keep me moving with some energy.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We hope that your morning's going well so far. I'm Maddie Jones. An incredible organization right here in the area, Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Their mission to prevent abuse and provide support to victims of domestic and sexual violence. They take care of the areas in Sauk, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, and Adams counties. Now, if you're somebody who needs some help, or you know somebody who needs help, or if you'd just love to help Hope House out, because I know they can always use the extra hands, we'd love for you to check out their website, hopehousescw.org.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Maximum music.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Something you said.